Hello, this is Dr. Mark Yushka, and I would like to comment on the article Chronic Non-Cancer Pain and Substance Use Disorders, Challenges and Strategies. There are some additional key points to consider when treating chronic non-cancer pain substance use disorder patients in regard to screening methods. For example, the VAS, or VAS, works for acute pain more so than chronic pain. Also, the urine drug screen is expensive and needs to be ordered appropriately and essentially randomly in order for patients not to get accustomed to the UDS timing. It is also important to note that abuse deterrent technology is becoming more mandatory as time goes on, but it is currently not foolproof, and it is imperative to keep pain medications locked up at all times to avoid misuse. Another area in which I'd like to expand upon is regarding treatments. It is key to decipher the mechanism of action of mood drugs versus pain drugs, and to know that norepinephrine is involved in pain control, whereas serotonin plays much less of a key role in pain management. In addition, opioid education and management is becoming increasingly mandated and regulated by the government, which includes the REMS programs. Opioids are a tool, but they're not the answer. They do lower pain on average by 30 to 35%. However, chronic treatment of non-cancer pain with opioids does not improve function outcome greatly. Patients on more than 400 milligram morphine equivalents have roughly 2% mortality. Subsequently, when using methadone, it is vital to keep the QTC interval below 450 on the EKG, as it can lead to arrhythmias, and an understanding of methadone and Suboxone is essential. It is used for both pain management as well as detoxification from other drugs. As far as starting Suboxone, the patient must first be put into slight withdrawal so that the patient does not go into a precipitated withdrawal, which can be extremely traumatic. Unlike opioids, Suboxone use is associated with increased quality of life and it improves the patient's mood. Not mentioned in the article is that psychiatry and psychology services are often not covered by insurance companies for pain management, despite their usefulness. As a final note, based mainly on experience, a combination of narcotic agreements, urine drug screens, prescription drug monitoring programs, and pill counts used collectively are more effective than any single method alone. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.